Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Good evening. This is Deborah Parmley, the host of Book Lights, and tonight I'm pleased to have Janita Lowe with me here live on the show. New York Times and USA Today best-selling and award-winning author Janita Lowe writes sexy military and techno sci-fi romance. She also co-owns a roof construction business and knows 600 ways to kill with roofing tools, as well as yell at her workers in 5 languages. A 3-time Golden Heart finalist, her first book, Into Danger, about a seal out of water, won the Romantic Times Reviewer's Choice Award for Best Romantic Intrigue. Besides her love for seals, she works with an airborne ranger who taught her all about mental toughness and physical endurance. Janita lives with her mutant palms and 1 chubby squirrel. Welcome, Janita. I'm excited to have you on the show tonight.
Hi, thank you for inviting me, and you just explained my whole life in 1 paragraph. I don't know whether to be sad or excited about that.
Well, I think it's very exciting, and I have to share that I've met a lot of people who work in construction because my husband is a subcontractor. He has a pressure cleaning service in Memphis, Tennessee, but you are the first author roofer I've met. So I'm really intrigued by the combination. So I have to ask, how do you juggle the challenges of roofing and being co-owner of your roofing company while also writing your sci-fi novels? And what is your work week like?
Well, I try to write in between roofing. I have not much time in my life, but I love to write. So what I do is I write on the roof, I write when I'm driving, I write before work, and I write during lunchtime when I'm sitting between stinky men eating stinky, yucky meatballs. And then during my work week, that's exactly what I do. And then at night, I edit. It's my passion. I just love storytelling, and it's one of the greatest pleasures in life to be able to finish a story and know that you wrote it, you know.
How fun. I've got this picture in my mind now of you sitting on the roof with your story and your writing, and that is amazing. You know how unique that is?
That's my promo picture. If you see my website, Usually you see me on a roof with a laptop and a nail gun. And that's my promo picture.
That's not just a pose. You actually write at work. You're doing 2 jobs.
I used to jot down a lot, but now I use the phone. So I just dictate onto the phone sometimes. If I have a dialogue in my head that I have to write it down and I don't have anything to write with, I just use my phone now.
Awesome.
Hey,
awesome.
I'm a spy writer. I got to use all the tacky stuff.
That's right. That's right. All right. Now let's talk about Edge of Temptation, which is book 1 in the Titan World series. Tell us about it.
Well, Titan World is actually Kristen Harbour's creation. Kristen Harbour is a wonderful, wonderful author, and she writes a great series, Titan Securities. And she invited me to write my characters with her world, a mashup of my gem spies and her Titan operatives. It was so much fun doing it, but I had a lot of fun mixing my spies with her Titan operatives. That's about it. And she invited many other authors. There are 12 of us, and all the books are doing great right now.
Oh, what fun. What fun. Okay, now I want to make sure that readers know where to find you on the web, and I bet they're going to want to go look at that picture of you on the roof. So can you give us your website?
Sure. It's www.janita-low.com. It has to be a hyphen. And you can also go to Amazon and type in my author name, and you'll see all my books there. Same with iBooks. Just type in Janita Lowe, and you'll see all my books in the iTunes store. And you can get the picture of me on Facebook if you really, really want to see me on a roof. I don't know why, but sure.
Well, all right. And where can readers find you in person? Do you have any events coming up this year?
I'll be at the Romantic Times Convention in Atlanta in early May. It's a readers' convention with hundreds of authors attending. If you haven't gone to one, you must. I'll be hosting a ball, a readers' party, and several panels. You can also catch me at a giant book fair, which is also free, I believe. But it's really, really fun. If you have never been to one, I really, really encourage you to try to make it.
It is. It is so much fun. I've been to several, and I'm hoping to make it this year, so I hope to see you there. I'm looking forward
cool.
to it.
That would be great. Come and to my ball.
Yes. So, readers who are listening, you can look up Romantic Times Book Lovers Convention, and there's all kinds of fun stuff planned. And you can find out more about the ball that Janita's involved in there. So, okay, let's get back to your book. Now, I'm curious about what kind of research you did for the books in your series, because you write such interesting sci-fi stuff.
Well, I write about seals and spies. So the first main thing are the seals. There's a seals museum nearby where in Fort Pierce, and I attend the muster there that happens every year there. And I have a lot of seal friends who invite me to see some of their training stuff. The other thing is reading about spy gadgets, right? Since I write about spies, I have to research on all the latest cutting-edge spy gadgets, which is the funnest thing, the funnest, funnest thing on Earth. I write a connected series called Super Soldier Spy, and it has a remote viewing heroine. So one of my favorite things is to go visit all the experiments on brain entrainment and virtual reality before it hit the public. And now everyone is talking about reality, virtual reality. But when I was writing it at that time, it was still, a very cutting-edge kind of techie thing that nobody really cared about. But now everybody's playing with it, right?
Right. So you're kind of involved with Now, your bio said you work with an airborne ranger, and so I'm curious about that. Does he help you with your research sometimes?
Well, he's my my partner, my business partner. So he's a Vietnam vet. He's an airborne ranger, Vietnam vet. So I spent the last 30 years of my life listening to a lot to his ranger stories. Which could be gruesome, but after listening to it 1,000 times, I have absorbed more of the essence of his adventures more than the story itself. And they are very exciting, and he influenced me a lot in my writing.
Oh, what fun. All right. So I have to ask now, what about the diabolical villains that are in your books? How do you get into the mind of one of them? Because the guys that you're hanging out with, these are the good guys.
Well, maybe because I'm diabolical myself. Well, you see, I'm on the roof. I'm the boss. I have to play evil all the time, right? So I'm always screaming at a lot of the guys. So... it's about understanding motives and desires and then perverting them. And it's one of my favorite things in the world.
Yes. All right. So now what is your latest project? What are you working on now?
Right now I'm writing on finishing up another novel, which is a mashup with another great author's work. It's Liliana Hart. Mackenzie series, and I'm writing a novel called Wicked Heart, and it'll be out in May. It's on pre-order now. It's another fun thing, mixing my world with hers. I guess it's the latest author's thing, and it's really refreshing to be able to do this with all my author friends.
Oh, yes. It's so much fun. So now readers that are interested in the pre-order can go to your, can go to Amazon now and pre-order that book then. That's good. Excellent.
Yes, yes, of course. Yeah, you can just go to Amazon or any of the other platforms, iBooks, even Kobo if you're reading, if you're overseas, and just type my name out and Janita Low, and then you see all the books out. The title of that book is Wicked Heart. But right now, I'd rather you read The Edge of Temptation, which is just out, and it's one of the best-selling books on iBooks right now, and I'm really excited about that.
Well, I'm looking forward to reading it. I have already got it, and I wanted to read it before the show, but time gets away from me. So we've only got a
few
questions, so I'll ask you a couple quick questions. Do you listen to music when you write? Do you use anything to set the tone? I imagine you're writing all over the place, so that's maybe not as easy. But how do you set the tone to jump from, now I'm working on a roof, and now I'm in the story? How do you do that?
Well, I don't really use music because I have so much noise during the day. So when I'm at night editing, I'd rather have silence. But most of the time, I write from emotions, you know. So really, it comes from what I feel inside. I'm writing some serious stuff most of the time, warfare, you know, and victims of warfare. But most of us haven't really lived through that. So I write from emotions, stuff like anger and frustrations and stuff like that. I kind of try to capture that and make that real in my writing.
Yes.
And of course, I meet with people who are in, have been in wars, my ranger friends and my SEAL friends, and I interview them. And that's the kind of stuff that I bring in my writing when I write from the emotion. So the music is there sometimes, but most of the time it's mostly from how I feel inside.
Yes, and that comes through in your writing.
Thank you very much.
It's so very quiet there, and I know you have a lot of dogs. So tell us about your dogs. I hope they're not getting into trouble right now. They're so quiet.
Oh, well, I just got a new puppy, and it's a Pomsky. It's a mixture of a Pom Husky, and he's been quite a handful. He's actually running around right now looking at me like, can I bark now? Can I bark now? And I keep shaking my head at him. And I've changed his name like 3 times now. It started with Dad, but right now his name is Hellboy. I'll let you guess why.
That's a good one. And you have 6, right? 6 Poms?
I have 4 Poms right now. 3 Poms and 1 Pom Husky. Yeah.
Okay. So they're being very good. I you have to give them an ear scratch for me, each one of them, because they've been so good.
Maybe I'll let him bark now so you know he's not being very good.
Right. All right. Well, Janita, thank you so much for joining me here tonight on Book Life, and it's been fun chatting with you.
It's been fun here, too. If only you see me running around after 4 dogs while I'm talking to you, it would be funnier, actually. You should make that into a YouTube thing. And I'll see you at RT, okay? Let's meet up at our Romantic Times Convention and chit-chat there.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
And I want to thank everyone for listening tonight and invite you to join me next Tuesday night for Book Life, where we shine a light on good books.
Thank you for joining us on Book Lights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.